Mike Huckabee, Republican candidate for president, ran this commercial for Christmas, and many thought that the shelf in the back looked like a cross. You were asked about it on CNN, and this is what you said.
It reminds me of what Sinclair Lewis once said. He says, when fascism comes to this country, it will be wrapped in the flag carrying a cross.
What does that mean?
What, fascism or definition of fascism?
Do you believe that Mike Huckabee is a threat?
Oh, I didn't say that. I said it reminded me. As a matter of fact, they caught me completely cold on that. I had not seen the ad, and they just said there was a cross there. And, you know, it was an instantaneous reflex because I knew of Sinclair's Lewis about being cautious. Because, you know, I what prompts this is things like the Patriot Act. You know, if you're not a patriot...
But let me go back to this ad. You do not believe that Mike Huckabee... That ad commercial represents the potential of fascism in the form of a cross.
No, but I think this country, a movement in the last 100 years, is moving toward fascism. Fascism today, the softer term, because people have different definitions of fascism, is corporatism, where the military-industrial complex runs the show. When they, in the name of security, pass the Patriot Act, if you don't vote for it, you know, you're not patriotic America. If you don't support the troops, if you don't support the war, you don't support the troops. It's that kind of antagonism. But we have more corporatism and more abuse of our civil liberties, more loss of our privacy. National ID cards, all this stuff to coming has a fascist tone to it. And the country's moving in that direction. That's what I'm thinking about. This was not personalized. I never even used my opponent's names, if you noticed.
So you think we're close to fascism?
I think we're approaching it very close. There's one documentary that's been put out recently that has generated a lot of interest called Freedom to Fascism. And we're moving in that direction. We're not moving toward Hitler-type fascism, but we're moving toward a softer fascism. Loss of civil liberties, corporations running the show, big government in bed with big business. So you have the military-industrial complex, you have the medical-industrial complex, you have the financial industry, you have the communications industry. They go to Washington and spend hundreds of millions of dollars. That's where the control is. I call that a soft form of fascism, something that is very dangerous.